West Georgia's first news for your Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. Close to 20% of the student body in the Carroll County Schools District so far has applied for the virtual learning option over attending classes in person when the district starts the beginning of the new school year on August the 24th. The majority of those students applying for virtual learning attend elementary schools. 1,216 of the 2,839 applications, and a little more than half of the overall applications are for students in the Villa Rica cluster. District officials say they're in the process of finalizing all application requests, contacting families, and starting to identify scheduling needs. The teachers will be identified for virtual instruction based on needs of the students in the program. Meanwhile, the Carroll County School Board this week approving a budget for the coming school year consisting of over $173 million in anticipated local, state, federal, and other revenues, and closer to $175 million in expected expenditures, less than $2 million from the district's estimated $24 million fund balance will be used in balancing the overall budget. Carroll County investigators say a former Carroll County resident serving a 50-year sentence in state prison this month conspired with a Whitesburg man to murder a Carroll County woman. Deputies say on June 7th, a vehicle was observed traveling back and forth on South Prospect Avenue in the Mount Zion area. As the vehicle passed a residence, the occupant and neighbors heard two gunshots. The vehicle then fled. Law enforcement responded and located a shell casing in the roadway. While speaking with the occupant of the residence, investigators learned that she had been involved in a relationship with Joshua Richards, who is currently incarcerated in prison. The victim also stated that Richards told her over the phone that she should watch out for the vehicle. Investigators were able to find out the suspect vehicle belonged to Dylan Robeson of Whitesburg. Robeson was located and confessed to driving the vehicle and shooting a gun out of the window towards the residence. Robeson has been charged with aggravated assault and conspiracy to commit murder. Deputies say the investigation remains active, and further charges are expected to follow for other parties involved. The Carroll County Board of Health on Tuesday adopting a resolution strongly encouraging county residents to use masks, wash hands frequently, and social distance to reduce the risk of exposure to COVID-19. The resolution is not a mandate, but health officials hope it will be a reminder for safe practices locally. The Department of Public Health reports 520 confirmed COVID cases in Carroll County over the last 2 weeks and 1,619 cases overall. And Temple City officials pleased with the community turnout Tuesday for the city's Police Appreciation Day. That event planned to recognize and celebrate the Temple Police Department. I'm Colin Worthington.